Thank you, Ellen. Yes, it is still morning, right? Good morning. I'm going to talk about a webinar program. This is going back to horticulture, talking about horticulture again. So my colleagues in Minnesota have helped me with this, and others in the North Central region, Rhoda Burrows, I don't know if Rhoda is here, I don't see her, and then Celeste Welty have helped on this. So we have a North Central Consumer Horticulture Working Group that's funded by our North Central IPM Center. So there are these centers around the United States. So I would urge you to find out where your center is and see if there's money and funding for you to do similar work on a collaborative level. We have about 20 people in different North Central states that are involved with this. The funding, as I said, comes from our regional center, and we do use eExtension as a platform, and I'll talk about that. I hope you can see some of this, or at least a little bit of this. So over on the left-hand side are the six different webinars that we have done over time, starting in August 2012, and then we did two this year, 2015. The second column is the participant number, and I'll come back and talk a little bit more about that. Then the third column has the number of states that have participated in this. When we started out, we only had 5 states participating. The last time we did, we had 28 states in a Canadian province. The total audience has been kind of a challenge to figure out the number of people that are coming online and watching these webinars. We have used originally Adobe technology, Adobe Connect through the University of Minnesota. Now we're using WebEx, which is a different system Minnesota has adopted. We've done quite a bit of evaluation on this, and that's really what I'm going to talk about. We did a pre-test before the webinar, we did a post-test afterwards, and then we did an evaluation on kind of the webinar as a whole. But this participant number here, we really encouraged the beginning host sites. So we were encouraging educators to have their master gardeners as a group watch this webinar. And in fact, we started charging for people through PayPal with eExtension for $10 to pay to watch the webinar. If you were an individual person in your home watching this, we said it was kind of an honor system, but we asked people to pay $10. So that's what the 39 PayPal people were. There are 22, here's 67 PayPal. We did not do that when we changed to the WebEx system. So we were encouraging these host sites, and as you may know, the Adobe Connect system limits you to 200 lines online. That was kind of old technology when we were limited, so we knew we couldn't get up to 200, but we really pushed the limit on this with the number of connections that we allowed to come in, the majority host sites, but then some individuals. So the format for the webinar was 90 minutes, 3 presenters, 3 topics, general horticulture, then pest insects and diseases. So we had 3 different specialists, about 25 minutes each, 20-25 minutes, and then 5 minutes for questions. Those questions came in over the chat on the webinars. So we promoted these through LearnExtension. Is that right? That's not .edu. It should be .org, right? LearnExtension.org. Sorry, I got that wrong. But many of you know this website. If you don't know this, go to this. There are a ton of webinars that are up there all across the U.S. It's a great resource for what webinars are going on. So that was our promotion, and then we sent it to the listservs for Master Gardener coordinators. We had a couple other listservs that we used. The first few with Adobe, people went to a website. There was a website at that Learn site and said, go register here. They went to Google document, they put in their information there. I collected those emails and then sent them the pre-test to take before the webinar. After we went to the WebEx system, that's a little bit more sophisticated, but again, they went to an online place, registered, put in their email addresses. We captured those and sent them the pretest before the webinar. After the webinar, this was the last slide that was up that people could see, and we emailed them these links also. So after the webinar, they went back and took the post-test, and then they did a webinar evaluation. What did you think? These were all relatively short questions. So some of the results of, these are the general webinar results. How would you rate how much you learned? This is a little bit different than a question. Another question we ask, which, how would you rate your IPM knowledge? So this is, how much did you learn overall? So you can see we just gave three choices. Most people said they learned a lot when they were in, they learned a lot, or at least a fair amount, very little. Many people didn't do that. You can see the numbers here, quite a few people. We did have some lower levels here as well. Overall, people really liked the length of the webinar. Most 90 minutes is kind of pushing it, I think, but for being too long, but most people thought that was okay. People pretty comfortable with a mix of questions to content. Pretty happy overall with that. Rating the presentations, this was just in general, although people could comment on individuals, but overall those ratings got good. So, talk about the technical difficulties with webinar. We have all learned a lot and we've all come quite a ways in just a few years. But these were the way we posed the answers to this. Did you have technical problems? Yes, it was your fault. No, it was our fault. Or we don't even know why we had problems. But no, we didn't have any problems. So who knows why you have problems here? So when you look at this, look at our squash. We had some real audio problems with that one. Fortunately, I wiped that out of my memory. I'm trying to remember now. Why do we have? Well, we had audio problems. But look at the huge number of people that had a problem. Only 22% did not have a problem. So 77, you know, huge majority of the people had a big problem with watching that webinar. So technical difficulties can be an issue. By the time we're down here, the most recent one we did, 80% of the people did not have a problem. People have gotten new computers, technology has gotten better, so maybe we're over the tech problems. But I want to spend some time talking about this pre- and post-test, because this is really what we were trying to do. The North Central IPM Center is funding us to train people about IPM, learn IPM, which is quite difficult. So we have the same questions pre and post test, exact same question before and after. Number of questions varied depending on the webinar. The presenters submitted the questions. They could be true, false, they could be, well, I'll show you some of them. And they were basically, they were on content questions. This is that different question of people self-rating on their knowledge level with IPM. So in the beginning, this is like, I don't know much of anything here. Low knowledge level in this column, pre and post-test, the two lines under each of the six topics. I don't know very much, okay, I know a fair amount, or really high knowledge level. Well, a few of our Master Gardeners, and most all these folks taking this are either educators or Master Gardeners, few people, even after the seminar is over, rate themselves as really high knowledge level. The highest here, what, 35% with the raspberries? Really low, still a minority with high. But you can see it did move from people who said, I don't know much about anything, tomato IPM. They moved to, I know a fair amount afterwards. So people were fairly comfortable looking at that, I know a fair amount afterwards. But when you look at the specific contents of these questions, basically the overall scores before taking a group, all of the pre-test questions in all six webinars, the average was 65%. These people were failing before the webinar. After the webinar, their average was a C, 76%. So I ask you, is this good enough for us with Master Gardeners? Is this good enough? It's a passing grade, but is that where we want our master gardeners to be? So some of these questions, just to give you an example, you can avoid squash vine borer by planting in July after the adult borer has laid its eggs for the summer. So remember, we are the Midwest. We have a short growing season. But anyway, so that's true. So beginning before the webinar, 58% knew that, but afterwards 80% did. So we feel it's a little bit better. And of course, we could argue more here because, look, we didn't have the same number of people. We don't even know if we had the same people. You know, that's the challenges we face. This was really interesting because we were giving people choices about IPM tactics, and we should have done more with this. But before the webinar, only a few people said they were doing all of these IPM practices. But after the webinar, 41% said, hey, I'm going to do all of these different things that I could do. So that was good news. Shows the difficulty here. Here's the canker fungi. Does a tree need to be stressed before it gets canker? Before, 48%. Afterwards, 39%. You know, it's some of these questions are just really difficult for people to answer. Again, we've got many different diseases we're talking about. We're talking about management. It gets complicated. So people don't always get these questions right. So the challenges I see going forward, we have to do problem-free technology. That's getting better. I can't even figure out how many people watch these seminars. The webinars, we need to have a better way of doing that and really focusing in on the topic. Don't have such broad a topic. People like this, but we need to repeat our topics again and again, especially if things are complex. I did want to point out, and thank you for showing me, this is a great webinar poster on the value of webinars. This is the GREAT Project and how they have evaluated their webinars in economic terms. I've never thought of doing this. Maybe I can do this, extrapolating on the figures of people that have done the webinars we're working with. So I think I'm out of time.
2 minutes.
2 minutes, okay. Any questions? Yes, Janet. I think it's very high. When we got to the WebEx at the end, I got a couple questions that made me think they were not master gardeners, but I would say 90%, maybe even 95. They did, and that it's complicated because I had specific questions on the evaluation saying, are you a host site? If so, how many people watched at your location? And individual master gardeners would answer that question. I was at a host site. I think there were 12, but ask the coordinator.
Okay.
It's tough. Yeah, we did have good, but we wanted the educators to use this as part of a hands-on training and talk about tomato diseases, and very few did that. Maybe 90 minutes was too much. They were tired after 90 minutes and didn't do more, but yeah, thanks. Thank you.